window kind of stretched. Y'all excuse me, I'm just about, don't have a voice. Thank you, stretching right out these. It's a little over 30 years.
Oh, I apologize.
You know, as I was
saying,
I'll strain and hope y'all can understand. As I was thinking about what to say, every year I tell Verlene, don't put me up there because they've heard everything. I know everything I've done, but God gave me a real blessing because I began to read Nehemiah, and I was just so encouraged how encouraging he was, you know, in the midst of all the things that were going on. I'll give you a little bit of the background. I'm sure y'all remember that the Jews were conquered by Babylonia, and they'd been off to Babylon. And then the Persians came, and Nehemiah became his cupbearer. And he was very, very unhappy one day. And the king asked him, why are you so sad? And he says, because my people are scattered, and they have no place to worship. And I really am so sad. And so he asked permission if he could go back to Jerusalem and rebuild. And so the king was very gracious, and he did give him permission to do that. And Zerubbabel went first, and Ezra, and then Nehemiah. And it was just such a thrill to me to see how God worked in the midst of such discouragement that they had, how Nehemiah came and just encouraged them and lifted them up. Nehemiah went kind of as an administrator to help them build the wall back to Jerusalem. They didn't have a wall, and it's so important that they had a nice big wall for protection. And so he, when he arrived there, he one night he went out and he just looked all around, and he saw all the rubble, and he saw what a mess everything was in, and he just asked God if he would give him the permission to rebuild the wall. And so he went to the people, and he told them what his plans were, and it was just a marvelous thing how God used him in this. And it was full of discouraging times, as I'm sure you folks have gone through those things. Very discouraging times, because Sanballat and Tobiah were kind of a thorn in his side, big time. They didn't like the Jews being able to be there and be again God's people. They enjoyed kind of taking over. So even with them against the children of Israel, it was just a blessing to see how Nehemiah didn't get discouraged.
Amen.
He did not get discouraged, and he was even a comfort and encouragement to his people. But as they began to build the wall, the people, after they built almost half of that wall, the people became very sad and very discouraged. They were tired. And you know, I think about us as Christians and the missionaries here, how tired we did get, and we do get.
Amen.
And when we get really tired and fatigued, what happens? The devil comes in and says, you really shouldn't be doing that. You know, just look how hard it is on you, you know. But Nehemiah just stood strong. And let's turn to Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah 2. Verse 18, when he was telling to the people that he wanted to rebuild, then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work.
Amen.
And it is just amazing to me how they all just pitched in, and I mean, the whole families began to build that wall. And What a blessing that was. And you know, like I said, fatigue is one of the devil's main tools that he uses. When we've done the work, when the ministry is being done, and we're all engrossed in it and working hard, but when we get tired, then we'd say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this or not. And that's what the people began to murmur and complain. And so Nehemiah was a real, real blessing. And he knew they were tired, but he also knew that God had really spoken to him about building that wall, rebuilding that wall. And so in chapter 4, you'll just flip over there, chapter 4, verse 6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work.
Amen.
And what a blessing. That verse really just was a blessing to me. That the people had a mind to work. Nehemiah had been such an encouraging leader that they just got busy and started building. And I think they just really, really were enjoying the fellowship. But then, when they got about halfway through, they had seen Sanballat and Tobiah probably wandering around and trying to decide how they were going to do some evil against them. The people began to look around, and the walls, you know, had been taken down. They had been forced down by the enemy. And so in verse 9, it says, nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God, talking about the Sanballat and Tobiah that kept coming around. And he set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we're not able to build a wall. So they let all the stuff that was lying around be a discouragement to them. And but I think that in verse 14, it says, 14. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, then we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And we know that when they went back to start doing the wall again, Sanballat and Tobiah still were bothering them and a lot of their guys. And so Nehemiah had a plan, and he said, we will fight with one hand and we'll build with the other.
Amen.
And what a blessing. You know, that to me, that's just a marvelous blessing, that nothing discouraged him. He came there with one purpose, and that was to serve the Lord, build the wall. And so he was determined he would do that.
Amen.
Now, when we think about discouragement, like I said, I think it's one of those giants that we need to be very aware of and have our armor out to slay that giant. And discouragement, to me, is one of the biggest problems that not just missionaries have, but everybody else. When there's not anybody coming forward to get saved, when our crowd is small, so our faithful ones are not there, when we're in the mission field, it seems like so many things would come up to discourage us. And yet we have to be reminded all the time that God is in control, and He is the one that's leading in the work, and He will complete what He desires. And so some things that we can do for just when we're discouraged. One is cry out to God. Tell Him all about the problems. Even write them down is a good idea. I'm a person that loves paper and pencil. And put down on one side the discouraging things that you have come across. And put on the other side what God said about that. And you know, it's wonderful how God can really raise you up and lift you up. And then another good thing is to read the Psalms. I love the Psalms.
Yes.
The Psalms is a book of encouraging words. Many of these men went through at least things that we go through, and even probably worse. And so they're encouraging how God lifted them up and lifted up their spirits. Read the Psalms. Oh, it's just wonderful. I go to that when I really need encouragement. And then continue the work that He's given you. Don't relax. Don't stop it. Just remember that God's in charge, and even at the pace that it's going, He's in charge of that, isn't He?
Yes.
So we need to remember to always continue the work He's done. In fact, I read that Nehemiah 4:6. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. So that's what we need to remember. God called us, and He'll certainly supply the needs that we have and the strength that we need. And then in we need to concentrate on the big picture. And I'm sure that's what Nehemiah did. He had a vision of getting that wall finished, and he was determined that he would do it. And the people agreed, and they held their armor in one hand, and they held the shovels and such a thing in the other hand. And then it got to the point where they needed more help, so they had some that would go with families, and they would work, and the others would protect them. But when we concentrate on the big picture, I was thinking about Joe and Grant in Poland, how they wanted to, I don't know what you call it, it's not another translation, they're just updating the old Polish language because it's so difficult to understand. You know, if they just dropped when things didn't go right, or maybe someone didn't show up to help them with the Bible project one day, they didn't stop. They said, God has led us to this, and we're going to work until it's finished.
Amen.
And I think it's wonderful they've got John and Roman already.
Amen.
That is not an easy thing to do. And so we need to remember to always look at the big picture, and God will help us to finish the work. And then remember God's promises. Let's turn to Colossians 3:17.
Amen.
Colossians 3:17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And you know, we really, I think if you get discouraged, if you leader, play a good tape or a CD or just sing. I sing a lot around my house.
Amen.
I forget, I can't sing, I'll whistle. I do something. And it's a blessing. You'd just be surprised how God can lift your spirit.
That's right.
If you'll do that. Okay. And not forget that He's the one that's leading us. He's the one that's guiding us, and He certainly will not let it fail. And then verses 23 and 24, that same chapter. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. You know, in Mexico, when we the last 22 years of our ministry, I've mentioned this several times, but we had the young people from different churches go down for a missions trip. Thank you. just as Brian is doing now with the young people, I think it's marvelous. And you know, I was, you know, the main cook, and I could have really gotten discouraged because you know how kids are. They'll come and they'll look, and they'll kind of turn up their nose at what you have. But you know what? I always say, just try. You're going to like it. Just try it. You know? And they would before they left there. They were eating like pigs, you know. But you know, all that work I did, you know how I got through that? And I wasn't always victorious, I'll have to say that. But I did it as unto the Lord and not to those kiddos, you know. I mean, that was part of my ministry, and God just helped me have the right attitude, you know. If they didn't eat it, it was no big deal, you know. It's important that you remember that God's in charge.
Right.
And it's His work, and you just need to be faithful.
Amen.
In the things that He does give you.
Amen.
And then another thing, how you can respond to discouragement is carry other people's burdens.
Amen.
Carry other people's burdens. If you have a person or a friend or a sister or brother that needs encouragement, encourage them. Well, you might say, well, I don't feel like encouraging today. Big deal. That doesn't matter what you feel. Do it anyway. And you'd be surprised how God will really strengthen you and give you encouragement just by helping someone else. I mean, we also forget about our trials. We're encouraged and we can encourage someone else. God didn't tell us to be successful.
That's right.
He told us just to be faithful.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Not successful, but faithful. And I think that's so important. And then Revelation 2:10. This is the last part. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life.
Amen.
You know, that is, to me, that's just such a blessing. That's a promise we have. That's a promise we have. If we'll be faithful, and if we'll just, no matter whether we get discouraged or something happens that just blows us out of the water, just keep on praising God.
Amen.
And it, I'll tell you, it's such a blessing, such
Amen.
A help. And then as we go out, we may just be planters. And God tells us that, doesn't He? In fact, He said, somebody help me. I have it down here, but about Apollos watering. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
Amen.
And it's up to God. It is up to God. And so if you get discouraged because there's not very many coming to the Lord or not many in attendance, just remember it's God's work. And He is the one who's in charge.
Amen.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you're called to bear? Count your many blessings. Every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. When you look at others with their land and gold, think that Christ has given you His wealth untold. Count your many blessings. Money cannot buy your reward in heaven or your home on high. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all.
Amen.
Count your many blessings. Angels will attend and help and comfort give you to your journey's end.
Amen.